You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What's the highlight of your weekend coming up, Witty?
The wife and I are going to be packing for our trip to Tahiti next week.
Oh, lovely.
Dang.
What's the occasion, or just for fun?
Fall break. We travel quite a bit, so we take the kids everywhere. We've been to Iceland and quite a few
I might other. Have to have you email me some information on Iceland on what I need to see, because I think that's on the radar possibly for next summer.
Hmm. Do not upgrade your rental car with studded snow tires. Do not. When we arrived to the Reykjavik airport, it was snowing, so we're like, okay, we should do it. It is Iceland. 2 miles, 2 miles once we left the airport, no snow the rest of the trip.
Oh, they saw you coming.
Because it's
huh?
summertime.
Sucker.
You're like, yeah, give this guy the snow studded tires.
No, taking a family to Iceland, taking a family to Tahiti. Are you like a crook or something? Where are you getting all this money?
I got a sugar mama.
Good for you. Right on. Right on with your right on.
What does your sugar mama do?
She owns 2 Jazzercise studios and then also works for corporate Jazzercise.
Wow.
There's money in Jazzercise, Jeremy.
There
and
sure
I didn't
is.
Know that. I'm going to open Dom's Jazzercise.
Jazzercise and Mama.
Here's how funny it is. I didn't know Jazzercise was still a thing. I thought that was like in the 80s or 90s.
It's the original dance.
Look at you with the branding. I thought it was more of a Zumba world now, but...
I prefer the forbidden dance.
Jazzercise.
All right. Good. Good for you. Look, you're going to Tahiti. The laugh's on us, man. Send us a, when you get back or even from there, shoot, you've got our number. It's in your phone. Text us a great photo of you and the family from Tahiti, will you?
I will, but I never texted before, so I'll make sure I put my name in there.
Please do.
Yeah, it's this number you just called. So just text us a photo from Tahiti. We want to see it.
And some video from Jazzercise, if you wouldn't mind.
I can definitely do that.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, listen, all I got today are a bunch of leftover rattle-off topics that we have not been able to get winners with over the last 2 weeks, so we're recycling. 10 seconds, Witty. In 10 seconds, you got to give us the names of, instead of boy bands, we want girl groups. And they can go back in time. They don't have to be current. They can be past. But 5 girl groups. Ready and go.
3 Non Blondes, TLC, Salt and Peppa.
Nobody ever remembers the Go-Go's or the Bangles.
Destiny's Child.
Destiny's Child, which we just played
Destiny's
a little while
Child.
Ago.
The Go-Go.
The Chicks.
Oh, yeah, the Chicks.
The Dixie Chicks, you got it. It's been a pleasure, boys.
Witty. Have fun in Tahiti. Send us a photo.
Bye, Witty.
Roger. All right, you guys have a good weekend.
Roger.
Okay. Goodbye. Megan definitely continued to hold. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Good for you. Hey, what's on the docket for this weekend that we're going to be jealous of, like going to Tahiti?
Nothing.
Nothing?
A couple birthday parties and soccer.
Who's the birthdays for?
Ugh.
Classmates of my son.
Those are the worst.
My God, Megan. Bail out. Just send him.
I wish.
My wife went to a kid's birthday party last night that was from like 5 to 7 on a Thursday night. She texted me about 20 minutes into it. She's like, I'm ready to come home.
Yeah, that's kind of late. That's crazy.
I know. On a school night? I thought the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It was a pool party.
Is there anything else you can do this weekend just for you? Anything for like even an hour?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll find time for something.
Do something. Take up smoking or have a drink. Do something.
Anything.
Start a new bad habit.
Yeah, go do some retail therapy maybe.
We were going to do a segment on the show the other day, and then we ended up not doing it. I don't think we did it. Anyway, it was like, what's your vice? What is your vice, Megan? Do you have one?
Probably Dr. Pepper.
Oh, that's a solid
yes.
Advice.
Yes, the crowd goes wild.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dr. Pepper.
10-2-4. Mm-mm-mm. All right, you ready to play some rattle off with your boys?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. We tried this one, I think, yesterday or day before. Again, current, past, it doesn't matter. We just want the names of five famous guitar players. Five famous guitar players. You can do it. Ready and go.
Jimi Hendrix. Oh, my gosh. Guitar players. I don't even know.
You know, just go with three of the four Beatles, John, Paul, or George. They were all guitar players.
Santana.
You know, Eddie Van Halen.
Joe Perry, Neil Young, Kurt Cobain.
That was a good one.
Your mom.
Does your mom play guitar, man?
No.
We wouldn't have counted that one.
Listen, we're really glad you called. We hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. That's the thing. Everyone just thinks that you got to be just a guitar player. No, you got all these performers. I mean, John Bon Jovi's a guitar player.
John Mayer.
Yeah.
It's a biggie.
Wilbur continued to hold. Hey, Wilbur, good morning.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir. What is your big plan for the weekend that will get us all jealous?
Me and the family are traveling to Cambodia.
Cambodia? What's
going
on there?
Look at all this travel. Jeez.
Why are you going there?
Yeah. Well, because my wife's from Cambodia, and we're going to go see our house we built 3 years ago. So we're going on vacation.
Didn't we just talk to somebody a couple of days ago who was going to Cambodia?
We did.
Wait a minute. You didn't just call us the other day, did you?
No. I was the one that called last month, come from the dental office, and you guys are cracking up because you can barely hear me.
I don't remember that, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay. You didn't call for Rattle-Off, though, did you?
No. I was calling in, and you guys were just talking. That was about it.
Well, how big is your house in Cambodia?
It's only 600 square feet, so it's not a real big one.
And it took how long to build?
We built it during the pandemic. We just haven't been back to see it.
Oh,
so we have family living there.
Gotcha.
We just haven't seen it.
Huh.
Would you do the same thing that we did with Witty, and would you send us photos when you get there of your house in Cambodia?
Will do.
All right.
Nice. Very.
Well, yeah. Safe travels. How long are you going to be there?
2.5 weeks. So it's a 22-hour flight. But yeah, 2.5 weeks.
I can't even imagine those flights.
That's a long flight, isn't it?
Dang, I just can't
Holy
even
crap.
Imagine.
Take
what
a nap.
What do you do for a living that allows you to take off for 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, I'll work on the pipeline.
Oh, all right. Oil and gas guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, 10 seconds. You know, your product comes from this age. In 10 seconds, give us the names of five dinosaurs. Five different dinosaurs, Wilbur. Ready? And go.
T-Rex, Raptosaurus, Octopithosaurus, I don't know.
That's one of my favorites growing up.
Octopusosaurus. That's so good. I almost want to give you the prize just for saying that.
You're funny, Wilbur.
Oh, my God. Well, you know.
You didn't get it.
We enjoyed the hell out of talking to you, buddy. Have safe travels with you and the family, okay?
Will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
See you later, man.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We still have Lawrence and Alma. Neither one of them have hung up. Hey, Lawrence. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
You know, both Witty and Jeremy thought you were going to be the one who was going to bail.
Yeah, way to hang.
Say, you know, Wade and Jeremy, you have a little face.
Yeah, I guess. Well done, sir.
So, big plans this weekend, Lawrence?
I got some family in town from San Francisco. We're going to take the kiddos to Meow Wolf, which will be my first time there.
It's fun.
And got a doubleheader Little League baseball game on Sunday.
Well, first part.
All right,
good.
You'll be busy.
Hey, I haven't been to Meow Wolf either. Everyone talks about it. And
it's a lot
been.
Of fun. Yeah, set aside quite a few hours and let the kids run around, and it's really neat.
I gotta say it.
Yeah, very, very neat. It's the second one I've been to. I was at the other one in Santa Fe.
Basically the same. Basically?
The idea is the same, but the concept inside is completely different.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they're neat. So have fun, buddy. That'll be a good time.
And Lawrence, why don't you go by Larry?
I think that should speak for itself. I did as a child. It's an inherited name. I'm actually the fourth of my name. I passed it on to my son due to family pressure. But just go through the alphabet and see all the things that rhyme with Larry.
Harry Larry.
Scary Larry. Larry.
Yeah, you can go on forever.
Larry eat a berry.
Yep. Gives me PTSD here.
Yeah, there's a couple more that I don't want to say.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
There's Larry from the Three Stooges.
Yeah, definitely him. Yeah.
Leisure Suit Larry from back in the day, the video game.
Hmm. Hey, and if you guys watched Three's Company, there was a Larry on Three's Company, Jack's neighbor.
Come and knock on our door.
Larry Bird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Larry Bird. Come on. All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
I don't know why we can't get a winner today. We're running out of ones to use, too. 10 seconds, five different phone carriers, five different, you know, phone companies, phone carriers in 10 seconds. Lawrence, ready and go.
Consumer Cellular, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, and...
Starts with a V.
Verizon.
Hey!
So what was that first one you said? Consumer who?
Consumer Cellular. It's the one that Ted Danson does the commercials for
It sounds familiar.
I don't know that one, but I'm going to have to take your word for it, I guess.
I believe you, so somebody wins.
And I know we Alma's going to be really pissed at me, but I felt like we needed to give you a little like nudge, because otherwise we may not get a winner.
I wouldn't have gotten it. I was thinking MCI. That's how old I am.
But I would have accepted that, because that's a, you know, we do past or present. Old MCI, God, I forgot all about that company.
Oh, well, if we'd have done past and present, I'd have done Mountain Bell.
Exactly. Well, you know what? You're a
winner.
Sort of. All right. Listen, you're a good man. Stand by. Josh is going to tell you all about your prize, okay?
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on the show. Well, Alma, look how close we got to you.
It's okay.
It's all right? Okay, good. What are you doing this weekend? Come on, impress us.
Oh, nothing fun.
Nothing fun.
Well, that doesn't impress us, Alma. What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Anything.
Actually, me and a couple of girlfriends are going to this R&B live. It's like a concert DJ thing for my birthday, and I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I don't ever get out, so that should be exciting.
Well, then that'll be good. Wait,
so why did you say you're not doing anything fun, and yet you're going out to a show with your girlfriends?
I remembered. It's not very common for me. So
is that the Fillmore? You're going to be at the Fillmore?
I believe so. I see. I don't even know where it's at.
Yes, you will be at the Fillmore. R&B only live. Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Let's put it this way. If you go to the Bluebird or the Gothic, you're at the wrong place, okay?
There's a lot of swaying hips and a lot of really close dancing from their little video. You bringing someone special to grope while you go to this concert?
She's going to find someone to grope. She's going with girlfriends.
It looks like groping is mandatory.
At home with the kids and just us girls.
Well, it looks like you might be coming home ready to grope. It looks very sensual.
Let me ask you something. Did you pick this for your birthday outing with your friends, or did they pick it for you?
Me and my friend that actually share our birthdays kind of picked it together.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure it's something you really wanted to do.
Yeah. It should be fun. Going back into high school.
Yeah. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Kennedy, but I ended up graduating from homeschooling because I broke my ankle stunting for cheerleading.
Ooh.
You broke an ankle or ankles?
Ankle.
Oh, what was the trick that you were doing, the stunt you were doing? Do you remember? Obviously, you remember.
I mean, not something fancy. We were actually, this is going to sound so pathetic. We were actually warming up to get ready to do the homecoming pep rally, and it happened right before, so.
Oh, snap, huh?
No.
Was it really bad?
It was really bad.
You got pins and screws?
Sucks.
I did.
How many?
Oh.
I had a big, like, bar with, like, 5 screws, and then I had on either side of my ankle, I had a couple of pins.
You even had a bar in there. My God.
Dang. But you know what?
Brutal.
If you were the cheerleader at Kennedy and you're on crutches with that, people probably, like, swarmed to you, didn't they? Like, oh no.
Show us your bar.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but for all the wrong reasons. I mean.
Yep.
And the bad thing is, like you said, you were just like practicing or warming up before. It wasn't even the real
right.
thing.
And then snap.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. You need more calcium in your diet.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, are you asking for anything special for your, are you asking for any special presents for your birthday?
No, I don't ever. I feel like I'm very blessed, so I'm not very picky. We always just do dinner. And that's about it. And it was actually the end of September, so it already passed.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Jer, she's going out to do the swaying hips thing.
I didn't know if she asked for, like, a special gift, though, from her lover.
She's good to go, yeah.
No, my hubby is very generous. Yes. He usually gets me very beautiful flowers. He's known for that. And we
did he get you anything for your birthday?
He did. He tried, bless his heart. But he... He doesn't. Yes. I mean, we've been together 15 years, and he can't seem to figure it out
can't
yet.
Can't get it right. Okay, what did he give you?
You said he's very generous. We're wondering what he got you. You said bless his heart, so it's got to be bad. What is it?
A gold bracelet, but it's definitely something that's not my style. So I was like, oh, thank you, but why did you go out of your way if you knew this was something I wasn't going to wear?
He's like, well, it was last minute.
Okay. I am so glad you brought this up, because I saw something and I'd forgotten all about it. And it was like, I don't know, a week or two ago. It was something that I read. Jeremy, I think you might have read it too. But it was this thing about, is it uncool to give a gift back to somebody? Right. And I remember the constant crap that I got about 15 years ago for giving a couple of gifts back. And... look, Alma, did you give it back to him and say, go get something else, or did you just put it in a drawer?
So he loves gold jewelry, and I said, you know, I'm usually, all the stuff that I usually wear is from, like, TJ Maxx or, like, Ross. I'm not very, you know, high maintenance
fancy
when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I know he's been wanting to buy himself. I said, why don't you go buy what you've been wanting? Because I know he's been, you know, holding off, like he's...
Wait a minute. So you're saying take
him
back the bracelet and go buy something for yourself. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of cool. If you knew you're not going to wear it, then yeah, why not?
See, that's the thing.
Why not? I mean, you're just going to waste the
and
money
he's
then.
He's known this. It's not like, you know, it's something that, oh, I don't like it. God, go get me something else. Like, I wasn't trying to be a brat. Like, he knows that this has always been a thing. Like, bless his heart, he's always tried buying me a gift. And
so this isn't the first time.
He's really bad, because he got 2 bless his hearts out of this conversation. I love this. Alma, we are going to talk about this on Monday. I'm going to force us to make this one of our segments on Monday. The whole thing about giving back a gift when someone gives it to you. You're delightful. Listen, thank you for being on the show. Have fun going out to the little bump and grind show this weekend, okay?
Thank you. If you can just do me a favor, I know you said you would possibly turn it into a podcast.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't mind saying hi to my son. He's in school, but maybe I'll download it
Why
later.
Why don't you say hi to your son?
Say hi to him, we'll put it on the podcast.
No, he loves the boys. We used to listen to... the Mindbender, but because school changed, now he doesn't get to listen to it on the car, you know, on the ride to school. So
right, but do you understand that on the podcast, this actual conversation of us going back and forth about it is going to be on the podcast?
And bottom line, we don't even know your son's name.
So you have to say it anyway.
Levy, I'm on with the boys. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah, Levy.
See, that's cool. I like that. How old is Levy?
Levy's 10. He'll be 11 on the 30th of
August. I can't wait till Levy's 11. Levy, clean up your room. How's that?
Do your homework.
Huh? Yeah, how's that?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're the best. You have a great weekend, and happy belated birthday from your boys, okay?
And I love you guys. You guys make my morning riding these rugrats around, so thank you.
Well, kiss your face.
You made ours. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There you go. I love our listeners.
She's delightful. Good.
And there you go. Another thrilling edition of Rattle On.